This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Health freedom, healing liberty, or vaccine tyranny? Is that a too binary of a choice? I gave you three. Is it trinary? Right? Health freedom, healing liberty, or vaccine tyranny? Is that too simple? Too simple to understand? The calls for censorship, and again, we discussed this Thursday with Jonathan E. Moore, the FDA Dragon Slayer. It isn't technically censorship when the semi-private kind of CIA groups, like front groups like FBI, social media network, Facebook, start channeling down your ability to know about people or those that are presenting a view that is not approved by government, by the medical industrial complex. But it is still evidence of a fear, a great fear on the side of those who want vaccine tyranny. And we must call it what it is here, at the risk of being censored. And it's not just me, RSB, saying it. It's not just Super Don with his cognitive impairment not present, because he's not cognitively impaired at all. Are you, Super Don?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
What is it today? Not Valentine's
Day. Happy Drink Green Beer Day.
Right. We don't have any green. Yes. You know, I have some green CBD oil, plus CBD oil, that counts, right? And for those of you watching our YouTube channel, before we started, I put on a silly, I won't call it a hat, but one of those things with googly shamrocks or something on it. Maybe I can be encouraged to do that again if you think that's a cute look for me. But, right, health freedom, healing liberty, vaccine tyranny. Don't mean to oversimplify it, but let's call it out for what it is. It isn't about being pro or against vaccine or vaccine hesitant or even just questioning one, a few, or maybe all. It's not about the science of vaccination. It's about whether you believe in individual liberty or whether you are a medical, socialist, communist, collectivist who believes the government owns you and everybody else, and therefore gets to dictate to you, no matter what you believe about anything, that you have to do what you're told. Because that certainly is an American ideal. Our founding father said, we're going to set up a new form of government where the people will do what government tells them to do. Said no founding father ever. But that's what we're dealing with on this. And I love it that our buddy, we've had him on before, it's been a while, Ben Swan from Reality Check, is doing great work. And, you know, what I love about what Ben's doing on this particular topic, and we're going to play some clips from him, is that he's not a homeopath. He's not an herbalist. He's just a liberty guy. He's an investigative journalist, reporter. And this has been, if I have a quote-unquote organic beef with fellow lovers of liberty, sometimes they diverge off of that libertarian principle of individual liberty when it comes to the issue of vaccines. They don't trust the government anywhere else, but when it comes to the government medical media complex on vaccines, they go, oh, yeah, well, yeah, you're libertarian until you start hurting other people by not getting vaccinated. Because that's the argument, use of force. It's like somehow you are a violent perpetrator if you don't allow a violent act on your child, an injection of toxic substances approved by government to be injected into you and your children. So no debate. No debate can be had. And, of course, that is equivalent to tyranny. What is this situation? What is this issue? I'm going to let Ben Swan, you know, lay it out for all of my, you know, libertarian-leaning friends that are not all the way there because they think I'm a wacky homeopath that doesn't... It's not rooted in reality. Of course, because energy is not real until you stick your finger in a light socket and then you find out how real energy is. All right, Ben, what do you say? What do you say about this thing, this public health battle?
Not all vaccines are safe for all people, at all ages, in all quantities. Full stop. There is no question that scientifically and medically that statement can be proven with ample evidence. In fact, U.S. taxpayers have compensated the families of vaccine-injured children to the tune of $4 billion in just the past 30 years. But unfortunately, even a statement as common sense as that is treated by many online as dangerous. And now, tech companies like Facebook and Google, they have taken the stand to help purge the world of what they call vaccine denial. So, does that action make our society or world a safer place? No.
All right. There, he said it. He laid it out beautifully, Ben Swan did. Are we a safer place because we, like, don't question things that the government medical media complex foists upon us to believe without, I don't know. What is the word? Intellectual integrity? Critical thinking skills? Are they asking us to suspend our ability to think critically, Super Don? Is that something that would make people healthier? Stop thinking critically! The officially sanctioned, licensed representatives of the pharmaceutical state have spoken. And if that's not working well enough, perhaps we can get California congressman, or he isn't from California, but at the federal level, I say he's in there. Talking about the public health threat that we are. What does Schiff say?
Well, last week, a Senate panel warned lawmakers about the dangers of what they call false information about vaccines and called for a national campaign similar to the one against smoking to counter what they call the public health threat posed by anti-vaccine groups.
So, we are a public health threat. You've heard me say that there is no such thing as public health. That's a fiction. That's a kind of a legal fiction, a defined into reality scenario, public health. Because ultimately, there's your health, there's my health, there's your kid's health. There's no, that's it, it's individual. Now, in terms of what they like to say public health could or should be, I would support the concepts of sanitation. They call it public, right? Because you're private, you know. You poop it out, it goes into some kind of centralized, unless you have a septic system or something. But that's part of public or sanitation, right? That could be argued, hey man, it's helping to clean up the environment locally. And that impacts us all, yes, but it ultimately impacts us as individuals, not as a group. You start lumping it together, again, we get into collectivist, dangerous places that are different. But the idea that vaccination is critical to that, the pollution of your internal milieu, your environment. Now you've taken it out of, this is the irony, public health. Like, it's all about the public health, and now they're talking about polluting your health. Your individual body, your immune system, by injection, by forceful injection. And the mere discussion is enough to threaten public health. But the lack of discussion is a very real threat to your individual health.
Not only is disagreement and debate over the safety of vaccines being called a public health threat, but big tech companies like Facebook, Instagram, and Google, they have announced that they will squash the voices of those who argue for vaccine choice.
How do you like to be on the side of the debate that squashes freedom of speech? How's that feel? Right? We can agree to disagree. We certainly can, but where our disagreement crosses the line is when you start using the power and force and fraud of government to force your way, like, again, Representative Schiff.
Well, meanwhile, Congressman Adam Schiff of California is calling on Google and Amazon to restrict anti-vaccination content from search results. Now, look, every time I do a story on this, I hear from hundreds of people who insist that vaccines are safe and they protect lives. And that may be true. But more than that, there is much to debate here, no question.
And I think that's as clear as can be. And I think that once you start saying there is no debate, there is no discussion, the science is settled, you're on the losing end of the debate that is going to continue no matter how much you try to suppress it.
And here's the clear problem with the steps being taken by tech companies and with the claim that anti-vaccination beliefs, that all of them, are a public health threat. Vaccines can and do cause harm. That's not a conspiracy theory.
He just called it out. You heard
what?
That? It's not a conspiracy theory, Super Don. Vaccines
they cause harm.
Harm, yes.
You can't say that.
I know. So
that's not allowed.
Have they started smearing Ben Swan as an anti-vaxxer now? Right? And what are those folks, again, that I would consider mostly friendly to our show, for the most part, except maybe sometimes when it comes to vaccination, what are they going to do now that a mainstream sort of guy, I mean, again, he's not a homeopath, he's not an herbalist, he's not a DC and ND, Ben Swan reporter, has come out and said vaccines can and do harm, can do harm, and they do harm. And to what, I shall ask, is his evidence, because that's what they're going to say. Well, what's your evidence? And let's see if this will hold up for those who are on the fence on this vaccine issue and this debate that shouldn't be, that couldn't be, that needs to be squashed.
In 1986, the U.S. Congress created something called the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. That alone is worthy of a story, because what most Americans don't know is that a family who has a child injured by a vaccine cannot simply sue the vaccine maker. Can't happen. Under this 1986 law, see, Congress took power away from families and instead created something called a vaccine court, if you will.
So, is that evidence enough? A vaccine court? We're going to get into that because there's an article about going inside the vaccine court. I've already laid out in previous shows what the claims are going to be, how this is not evidence of a debate that needs to be had. But let Ben tell you why there's a vaccine court.
So, if all vaccines are safe, why does this court exist? According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, since 1988, over 20,000 petitions have been filed with the VICP. And over that 30-year period, 17,000 petitions have been adjudicated, 6,000 plus have been determined to be something that could be compensated, while 11,000 were dismissed.
All right, if that's not impressive enough, we're going to talk about the number. The monetary number over the course of the 30 or so years this program has been in effect, and it is not paid for by vaccine manufacturers when there is harm, injury, or death due to vaccines. My friends, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. This is where debate and discussion can go on. And if I use a negative context terminology to describe what we do here, this is the place where censorship goes to die. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing, because that means health, freedom, and discussion can live. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Total compensation paid over the life of this program, get this, is approximately $4 billion. $4 billion have been paid in taxpayer money to families of children who have been determined by a U.S. government agency to have been injured by a vaccine.
All right, and if $4 billion is not impressive enough, obviously it's a lot to some, but when we talk about a $22 trillion debt, it's peanuts and pennies. And when we go into the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program vaccine court, you'll find out it's anything but justice that is being delivered for those who have children, families injured or even killed by vaccines. And that's what we're talking about this first hour. In fact, we're going to get into some medical school issues as to how it's possible that doctors would still fall prey to the claims that vaccines are safe and effective, that there are no injuries, and there should be no debate. So what I love about Ben Swan, among many things, as an independent journalist, reporter, investigator, is he'll always get back to the why does this matter? What is the context here, right? Remember, Ben Swan, not a holistic health care provider. This is the unique lane that we have, Super Don, I believe, is that on top of being, you know, investigative journalist, reporter that we do here on radio, I have a background, of course, grown allopathically, but reborn, so to speak, homeopathically, to actually help people, help myself and help many others with very specific needs, with very specific remedies unapproved by, well, government agencies. Although technically homeopathy is regulated as a drug, but they say, oh, we didn't approve it. All right, that's fine. I don't need your approval. In fact, the moment government approves something, I tend to question it or run from it because we know it could be more harmful than helpful. So why does this matter, this issue, Ben Swan?
Now, why it matters to get this story right is because, see, since Vaccine Court was established 30 years ago, the number of vaccines being given to American children has tripled. There are millions of parents who want to delay vaccines. There are millions who don't trust vaccines at all at any age. And there are tens of millions who don't question them at all. But right now, the argument coming from government and from big tech is that there can be no debate. And anyone who disagrees with injecting their children with any number of vaccines at one time is a danger, not just to themselves and their families, but to all of society.
Doesn't that sound absurd when you hear it that way? Anybody who even questions one, much less any or all, is now deemed to be a danger. And what is dangerous here is that there are forces allied, including big government, to demonize and dehumanize people who have suffered immeasurable tragedies, loss of their children, or the loss of the function of their children who are still alive into the autism spectrum. And if you question the relationship to vaccines in this regard, you now become the danger. Never mind the danger, the suffering that you have undergone because of what the vaccines have done. Some will say, well, that's not true because the science that, well, I think a parent knows their child more than any doctor, more than any scientist, and you observe these children's behaviors, development, you go for a well baby visit, they get up one, two, three shots, whatever it is, and suddenly they're reversing. So, lay it out, Ben Swan, one more time. What's the big picture here?
When tech companies are being employed to silence debate, to silence discussion, to silence parents, they attack the most basic freedoms of parents to make decisions about their children's health. Regardless of where you stand on this issue, to believe that people don't even have the right to debate the issue, well, that is the very definition of tyranny.
I opened the show today asking about health freedom, healing liberty, or vaccine tyranny. And I don't know that there's much more to say about it. I will say this about the vaccine court. There's an article here, and you know, tomorrow's show we'll be able to show you these articles visually with our new RSB 2.0 show. We'll talk more about that. But if you go into this thing, it is not an easy task to win. You know, it's supposed to be a no-fault scenario, and this is what they argue to say, hey, vaccines, it's still just because $4 billion has been paid out, it's not evidence that there's been harm caused by vaccines. Well, they were told that they have to compensate families of children who were injured or killed, and they do so, but it could take years to do it. It was supposed to be an easy system. And of course, the vaccine manufacturers have no incentive to make a safer vaccine, if it's even possible, because there is no liability at all. 75-cent tax on every antigen. That's every vaccine. It could be multiple antigens in a vaccine. That would be 75 times whatever. And that is what is paid out. That comes from the U.S. taxpayer, not the pharmaceutical industry or any manufacturer that makes these vaccines. And it has been argued that maybe 1% of all vaccine injuries are ever reported to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. How many of those ever make it into the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, unconstitutional kangaroo court? And you see what a disaster it is for those that are calling for censorship. You're on the wrong side of the present and history.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
U.S. Ambassador to New Zealand Scott Brown appeared on CNN's State of the Union, where he was asked if the mosque shooter was on an American terror watch list.
No, I have no knowledge of whether he's on any type of watch list for us, and I take the Prime Minister at her word. I know they've been very thorough, obviously dealing with the victims and the families, and also making sure that the members of the Muslim community are cared for. But more importantly, they're doing the deep dive to, you know, make sure they get the legal case strong and ready to go.
On Fox News Sunday, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney was asked about the manifesto from the gunman that showed support for President Trump concerning extremism, an issue for which the president has been criticized by the left for not providing a harsher condemnation.
It's a tragedy, and I get that. And we're in a hyper-partisan sort of time in the country, and I get that. But that doesn't mean we need to marry these two events.
In all, 50 people have been confirmed killed by shootings at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if there is a real deep religious connection to St. Paddy's Day, I apologize, I'm ignorant of it. If it's more than drinking green beer, as Super Don says, we're going to continue with our spiritual focus here. And I do believe it is that, and I don't think Super Don is offended when I say that spiritual freedom is an essential, fundamental freedom. And whether you align with one or another, 501c3, church, synagogue, mosque, or whatever, it's not a limiting factor for me, right? We acknowledge everybody's choice, right? We want to defend everybody's choice as long as they're not violating the life, liberty, or property or others. And again, the wrong-headed argument here is that by not allowing a violent act against your child, that somehow you're threatening a violent act against somebody else. I mean, that is such a twisted view of libertarian reality, right? If you believe in liberty, individual liberty, and we boil libertarianism down to one thing, it would be not to use force or fraud on another to get your way, right? Don't steal. You know, Richard Mayberry said that. Don't steal, don't hurt me, don't take my... You know, it's basic. Do all you have agreed to do. Do not encroach on other persons or their property. Now, there are others that would say, well, you know, you're not doing all you agreed to do, Robert, because you're part of this social contract. I'm like, social contract? The hell are you talking about? Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you're part of a social... There's a group of us that really feel that we're scared because your kids are not vaccinated. And so the social contract means you signed on, even if you didn't. We say you did. Like, what? Yeah, you signed on. You're alive. You're here. You have to do what we say because vaccination is a social responsibility. Really? And then I bring up the point of, you know what? I'm cold. Would you light your child on fire to keep my kids warm? They're cold too. No, I'm under no obligation to light my child on fire to keep yours warm. And you're like, well, that doesn't make sense. That's not what we're talking about here. What are you talking about? You say that because my child is not subjected to forced vaccination, injection of toxic medicaments that can injure or kill, go back to the first two segments, Ben Swan, not a homeopath, not a holistic necessary. He's like, vaccines injure and kill. They do. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's not even a controversial statement. It's a reality. Talk about reality check with Ben Swan. And so you are telling me I should risk my child's life because you're going to feel better? You're going to feel more comfortable about moving about whatever cabin you perceive you're in or that we're all in together? Social contract, my aspirin? Nuh-uh. Individual liberty. And when you recognize the danger, the potential danger of even death, again, oh no, there's no such thing. You guys are vaccine deniers. No, you're a vaccine injury denialist if you try to make that argument. So, Super Don, we always try to put perspective on this, and it's nice to have voices outside of the holistic health realm, right? As far as I know, Ben Swan's not a doctor of chiropractic, naturopath, or anything like that. And he's like had the audacity to paint an intellectually honest picture of what's going on.
That's what's so awesome about Ben Swan. If you've been following him, because he's been doing this reality check thing for several years now. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't shy away from controversial subjects. And when I say controversial, I mean subjects that people just don't want to talk about or that are kind of swept under the rug. Yeah. By the mainstream media. And this is the reason why he started off in mainstream news, right?
Right.
And he ended up having to go independent because they didn't appreciate what it was that he was doing, right?
Yeah.
And so in this case, what is he talking about? He's talking about what nobody else wants to talk about except for people who have vaccine-injured children or people that are concerned about them. Mm-hmm. Because nobody in the mainstream media, nobody in government wants to even acknowledge the fact that people are injured by vaccines. They just pretend like that fact just doesn't exist.
Yeah, Cheryl Atkinson's been covering this. I mean, she's been slandered with anti-vaccine, kind of whatever they do with slandering that. But she's clearly not. She's clearly a reporter that, you know, the facts lead her where they lead her, and she reports on them. Jeffrey Jackson, another guy. Of course, Del Bigtree's doing a bang-up job. Like, it's not an exhaustive list. There are many others that are out there trying their level best. But, you know, I find it, oh, we said Michelle Malkin. Remember,
I was just going to say that. Now, there's a perfect example of someone who is not anti-vaccine, mm-hmm. who has been vaccinated, who's gotten her kids vaccinated, but is just pointing out the fact, look, guys, enough is enough here. I mean, let's at least be objective. Let's have some intellectual integrity.
Critical
in the reporting
skills.
That we're doing.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, here's the question. How is it that doctors, you know, with all the intelligence they have to become doctors of the allopathic variety, medical doctors, medical school, how is it possible they come out and they behave so, is it stupidly? I mean, arrogantly we get, I guess, but come on, really? Where are your independent faculties of intellectual integrity? Where are they turned off? Well, we actually have a story here that might explain some of that. For those of you scratching your head and going, yeah, Robert, that's a good question. How come doctors, by and large, don't see it? Now, it's not all doctors. Even Dr. Paul Thomas, who was on Highwire with Del Bigtree the other day, said, look at the stats, look at the data from my own practice. Thousands of patients. Those who are not vaccinated, one case of autism out of, I don't know, was it 700 or so? And those who partially vaccinated, there were four cases out of, you know, a number, so it might be one in 400 or something, because there were more cases, thousands of patients that were partially, versus the CDC stats, one in 40-something, one in 36, depending on how you view it. And yet, Paul Thomas, MD, you could criticize him for still vaccinating kids, knowing what he knows. And I think that's it's a fair criticism. It really is. But I'm not gonna dismiss what he's saying, because the observation that he's bringing out is going to help people that are on the fence go, oh, this is a medical doctor saying that, because some people still hold the medical doctors in high regard or high esteem because of their exalted status and their medical degree. I don't do that. I look at each case individually. Dr. Batar, who also has allopathic training, and I've called it an allopathic, it's a handicap. All right, let's be honest. You get a medical degree, you are handicapped. It is handicapping your thought. Your critical thinking skills are somewhat diminished. Now, you can regain them in some cases. Very rarely does it happen. I believe Dr. Batar is a great example of overcoming his training. And he would not, I don't think he would be insulted at all. In fact, I know he wouldn't, for me to say that. I would say that to his face. So it's not some, oh, he's talking about his back. What's going to happen on Advanced Medicine tomorrow? RSB Show 2.0. Tune in, because it'll be interesting. But Paul Thomas is still vaccinating. So we could go, hey, dude, you know what you know and you're still doing it? That's a slight on your, maybe I'd say credibility, maybe character. But that's not where I want to focus. It doesn't serve me or the people who are harmed by vaccines. Let's focus on what is where we can be in alignment, where we can learn and grow and teach and be better, be safer for these kids. So where is it that the faculties of higher cognition, critical thinking skills are turned off? And I would argue it's medical school itself. It's going to med school, right? You get in there and there are pharmaceutical horse blinders put on you by force. Don't tell me they're not, because if you ask questions during medical school training, they will find a way to drum you out. It's like, wait, why are we doing that? Isn't there another way? Don't be bringing your homeopathic ideas in here. Don't be bringing your questions about vaccines because you're an anti-vax. We can't have that. We need to shut all of that out. We got to feed you with Flexner Report inspired, which is, again, an artificial induction into your brain, doctor or doctor-to-be, of a viewpoint that believes every symptom in the human body, or if you're a veterinarian going through allopathic veterinary training, any symptom in the animal body is evidence of a pharmaceutical drug or maybe even a vaccine deficiency disease or syndrome. Did you hear me? You have to argue, you have to believe that there are drug deficiency diseases. Not nutrient deficiency diseases, drug deficiency diseases. And how do they do this? How do they get doctors to become doctors that believe this? Well, look at this report from idealmedicalcare.org. And we have it linked up at robertscottbell.com. Pamela Weibel, MD, America's leading voice for ideal medical care, that's what she claims, says 75% of medical school students are on antidepressants or stimulants, or both. 75. Three out of every four med school students are on drugs. And she's just focusing on antidepressants or stimulants or both. There are probably others, of course. What is that going to do to your brain when you are especially going through the internship scenario? I mean, there is abject hazing that still continues. Staying up for all hours of the night. These are classic methods by which you can break down resistance and turn that brain into an open receiver for whoever wants you to believe a certain way. They will feed that brain. Now, if you do that with antidepressants, you do that with stimulants, even more efficient and effective it is to brainwash. Intelligent, I would say intelligent people, I mean, their ability to retain information and then regurgitate, it's pretty good. I don't know, some people say, intelligence, is that really smart to be able to just memorize stuff and spew it out? No, not necessarily. Powers of deductive reasoning are very important for physicians. But when they limit your deductive reasoning, in other words, when you see this doctor, do not question anything outside of these bounds. Because you see a kid, if you become a pediatrician, and after the vaccine, the well baby visit, you see changes in that baby. The horse blinders, the pharmaceutical horse blinders for kids who are becoming adults in the medical realm through med school are being shown, do not look at anything but what these things are. If a patient comes to you and says, I don't know, my kid was healthy before the vaccine, you immediately say, no, no, can't be. Vaccine can't have done that. Despite the internal documents of the vaccine manufacturers, despite the inserts on the vaccines themselves, saying that all of these potential effects are possible, including brain encephalopathy, swelling, etc., including, of course, the VAERS system, where maybe 1% of the adverse events are reported, or the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program unconstitutional court. It exists. It's real. There's no controversy. It's not a conspiracy theory. We've already covered this. And the fact that you've gone through med school on drugs, you've been hazed and exhausted to a point of acceptance of lies that become your truths. And this is why I say doctors, medical doctors, by and large, are handicapped by their training on purpose. And if they're going to wake up, it will not be because the medical schools start opening up the floodgates of real training and education in healing of the human frame or animal frame and body through energy, through belief, through prayer, all of these things that are non-material. It will be because you have stopped going to them, and they no longer have any customers or patients. You, my friends, are in charge. The most dangerous thing you can get your baby, your child, is an allopathic pediatrician who vaccinates.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. I will let y'all know, for those of you who listen on radio, our Sunday live broadcast, that maintains its ever-present status. I've been doing this for 20 years, although when I opened up in Atlanta in 1999, it was a Wednesday afternoon show. But for the most of our existence, we've been a Sunday afternoon or morning broadcast, depending on where you are in the United States and North America. I know we got people listening online from all over the world. Nothing shifts, nothing changes, to my knowledge, of our Sunday broadcast. In other words, we can tweak it within the parameters of a radio show. But starting tomorrow, the 18th of March, for those of you listening live, watching live, RSB Show 2.0. We are going to be live 2 hours, maybe more, but 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. We'll be on from 3 to 5 Eastern, noon to 2 Pacific. NaturalNewsRadio.com, our buddy Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, reinitializing Natural News Radio for the Robert Scott Bell Show. You'll also be able to listen, per usual, in archive form, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and the like. But YouTube, as long as we're not censored there, is going to be a video option for you. And we've got lots of interplay. We've been testing it. We're going to be doing some more tests after the show today. Super D, any more to say on that? We'll do some more in the second hour, kind of previewing where we're going with that.
No, but I will say this. The website is live. We're not set up, but if you want to go check out and see what it is that's going to be officially launched tomorrow, you can go check it out at naturalnewsradio.com. Pretty cool.
Excellent. Upcoming events in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. You'll be able to see the show notes. I'll be able to show you the show notes with our new RSB 2.0 show starting tomorrow. Again, we will be here each and every week on GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication still, and the archives are still there, and we're appreciative of all y'all being here. And please say thanks to all of our wonderful affiliates that have been carrying us for years and new ones that are coming on board. You are welcome on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. Now, going to our teenage boy reality, Super Don and I will talk about poop next. Are you ready? You ready to talk poop?
It's a very serious subject, man.
Of course it is. Of course
it is.
Modern medical doctors, you know, I'm hard on them, but they deserve it. The next gold mine for Big Pharma, delivered through doctors, is poop. Not kidding. Not making that up. The FDA wants to turn poop into big profit for Big Pharma. How? What? Now, Super Don, let me ask you this. Is this about fecal transplants? Is this about no probiotics orally? We're gonna transplant some bacteria from one person's planet Uranus to yours.
This has to do with something that we have actually talked about over the years. It became kind of a thing, I think, a couple years ago, 3 years ago, which is the fecal transplants, which they found was a effective treatment for, you know, bacterial infections like C. diff, right?
Yeah, they're calling them FMT, fecal microbiota transplant. Right?
FMT.
Prescription only.
Like that, yes.
Yeah. So is this just for proctologists or any doctor?
It's, well, here's the deal, okay? The apparently the fecal transplants have been really, really successful. In fact, they're saying it's like an 80% success rate for treating C. diff. So, as with anything, like, you know, we've talked in the past about, you know, if you mention to somebody that drinking water will help with dehydration, they're going to try and make water a drug. Well, in this case, they found that fecal transplants, or commonly known as poop, can treat C. diff.
Right.
So now what you've got is you've got the FDA stepping in and going, wait a minute now, this is treating a condition that makes poop a drug. So how do we regulate poop now? We got to figure out how to get our hands on this.
I love, you know, that doctors are going to be writing on prescription pads, poop. What? Well, you know what? I think this is much safer than everything else they've been doing for many, many years. So I'm not opposed to these fecal transplants in and of themselves. I am opposed, obviously, if it means no more probiotics and prebiotics and, you know, supplementary forms being sold in health food stores, etc. That, of course, again, once again, tyranny of Big Pharma versus the freedom of everybody, including doctors. If you want to go this route, I mean, they're talking about reversing colitis, Crohn's, Parkinson's, MS, autism, diabetes, all these things through the microbiome, right? We got more bacterial cells in our gut than we have cells in our body, human or mammalian cells. So it's not bad that they're innovating in this way, Super Don. It's bad that Big Pharma in collusion with big media and big government are going to call anybody who uses probiotics now. Are we going to call us anti-poopers? What's the name? How are they going to classify
anti-crappers?
Anti-crappers, right.
There you go.
Good Lord. Well, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. One more hour live on radio through GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Go to robertscottbell.com right now. Sign up for email alerts because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3 month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
Alright, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.